now return to the 1971 film Good Time Slim, Uncle Doobie, and the Great Briscoe Freakout, starring Troy McClure.
Slim, if we've got the bag with the stolen diamonds, then what happened to the bag with our stash?
There's more than one way to get high, baby.
Please, Marge, how often can I see a movie of this caliber on late-night TV?
Is there something wrong, homie?
No, it's just that I've only seen this movie twice before, and I've seen you every night for the last 11 years. What I meant to say is, we'll snuggle tomorrow, sweetie, I promise. Enchiladas.
Dad!
Don't turn on the light! Don't turn on the light!
There's a UFO outside my window! Seriously!
Oh, Bart, it's just an old golf umbrella stuck in a tree!
Can I sleep in there with you guys tonight?
No.
Can I sit on the roof with a baseball bat in case the UFO does come?
Yes, that's fine. Good. I hope you kept the homie fires burning. Homer! Homer, wake up. We need to talk about the marital difficulties we've been having lately.
Marge, there's just too much pressure. What with my job, the kids, traffic snarls, political strife at home and abroad. But I promise you, the second all those things go away, we'll have sex.
I simply can't wait that long. Maybe we should get some help. How about a book?
Ooh, okay.
A tasteful book.
Oh, all right. Hey, Marge! This guy looks like a pook!
Shh! I don't want people to see us looking at these books.
Hi, guys. What you looking at?
I'm just reading up on artillery.
Yes, and I'm pursuing my interest in...
This one's a good choice, and it's not too smutty. It's a book on tape by Paul Harvey. You know that nice Midwestern man on the radio who's like a pleasant version of Grandpa?
Ooh, Mr. and Mrs. Erotic American.
Mom, Dad, look, this biography of Peter Ubroth is only 99 cents. And I found the new Al Gore book.
Same planning, sensible tomorrow.
Yeah, I hope it's as exciting as his other book, Rational Thinking, Reasonable Future.
I'm getting this book on UFOs. Did you know they're real? But there's a huge government conspiracy to cover it up.
Oh, that's just a paranoid fantasy.
Mr. Vice President, someone finally bought a copy of your book, sir.
Well, this calls for a celebration. I will.
Hello, Americans. Paul Harvey here. Did you know every good American is at heart an erotic American? It's true. A famous couple, I don't need to tell you it was Dwight and Mamie Eisenhower, offered this advice. Double your pleasure with a bath. Together.
Honey, I can't quite.
What's it jammed into my back? I'm stuck.
So am I. Kids! Kids!
A romantic vacation can provide titillation. Sensual sanitary seclusion awaits you at any of America's fine AAA-approved motor lodges.
The Arabian Nights room looks nice.
The Pharaoh's chamber has a vibrating sarcophagus.
Sorry there, Fred Neffel. Should have made a reservation. We only got one room left.
The toilet is overflowing in the caveman room.
Oh, here we are. The utility room.
This isn't very ironic. I think it's an actual utility room.
No, honey. It's a romantic fantasy. I imagine I'm the janitor and you're the janitor's wife. who has to live with me in the utility room.
Don't mind me, folks. Just need to get the old wet dry back.
By now, your new improved love life should have you flinging woo like nobody's business. So do you, Mr. and Mrs. Erotic American. I bid good day.
Come on, son. I broke two lamps and lost all your mail. What's wrong with your wife?
Never mind. You wouldn't understand.
Flu?
No.
Protein deficiency?
No.
Pneumono ultra microscopic silico volcanic coniosis?
No.
Unsatisfying sex life?
Yes, but please, don't you say that word.
What? Sex? What's so unappealing about hearing your elderly father talk about sex? I had sex.
You're home safe. Done my duty. See you the next time we need your signature.
Oh, you never want to spend any time with me. But I can help you with your loving problem. I got a home remedy that'll put the dowsers back in your trousers. Legend has it my great-grandpappy stumbled upon this recipe when he was trying to invent a cheap substitute for holy water. Here you go. Hey! Here you go, Ian Gray. Think of me when you're having the best sex of your life. Yeah. Drink it!
Get $250. Why not go to the movies and take a cab to your aunt's house? Stay there. Phone call you later. No, no, no.
Whoa! Homie, what?
All right, I'll explain to you afterward.
What do you think Mom and Dad are doing right now?
Here he is. Rex Harrison and Paul Anka rolled into one. That tonic really works. You and Grandpa should bottle it and go into business together.
You want me to spend more time with Dad? What about my New Year's resolution?
You can make a lot of money.
Yeah! Where are my pants?
You threw them out the window in a fit of passion. You said you were never going to need them again.
Oh, hurry, Nettie. They're awful.
You just be ready with that garbage bag.
Oh, Mama! This is finally really happening. After years of disappointment with get-rich-quick schemes, I know I'm going to get rich with this scheme. And quick. Sir! Hello, sir! Yes. You look like a man who needs help satisfying his wife, so...
Oh!
I guess people have some sort of moral objection to our sex drug.
Let me tell it, you idiot! Step right up, folks, and witness the magnificent medicinal miracle of Simpson & Son's patented revitalizing tonic! Put some honor in your larder with our energizing, moisturizing, tantalizing, romanticizing, surprising, herprizing, revitalizing tonic!
I doubt very highly that one elixir could boast so many fantastic properties.
What say we amscray out of here and have a wild wing ding at the cyclotron, Doctor?
Anything you say, Professor.
Tonight, we'll push the twin beds together. And I found something for Milhouse down at the mall, too. A pup tent.
Oh, boy. Now I can sleep out in the yard.
Yeah, every single night.
Rob discovered that the rejuvenating effect people feel is actually a mild form of poisoning. No doubt a result of the unsanitary conditions in Grandpa Simpson's bathtub. Nonetheless...
What's going on? Where are the grown-ups?
Who cares? With no adults around, I run this city! Carry on!
Listen to this. Unexplainable behavior. Individuals acting in a secretive fashion are often involved with UFOs or other paranormal phenomena, e.g. telephone explosions.
Gee.